Despite extremely negative public opinion and calls for her resignation from within and outside of cabinet, Adriana LaGrange will stay on as Alberta's health minister. In a press conference on February 19, Premier Danielle Smith announced Darren Headley will take on the role of Acting Deputy Minister of Health, while former Deputy Health Minister Andre Tremblay will continue as the interim CEO for Alberta Health Services, AHS. "We heard feedback from our cabinet that they were not comfortable with the mingled role, and so we have him, Tremblay, in that role and then Darren Headley as the Acting Deputy Minister of Health so that we can separate those two roles," said Smith. Smith also announced a legal conflict wall within AHS so LaGrange can continue to work on refocusing the healthcare system. "The legal conflicts wall will ensure the complete independence of these investigations without the involvement of the individuals named in the former CEO's statement of claim," said Smith. In her statement of claim, fired AHS CEO Athana Mentzelopoulos alleged the provincial government interfered with negotiations for contracts with private surgery clinics and procurement of health supplies, including medication and protective equipment. Smith denied any involvement in the procurement decisions and said all communications with AHS about the contracts was in the context of requesting updated information regarding the government's decision to expand surgical facilities in an effort to reduce wait times and delays in implementing those policy decisions by AHS. LaGrange emphatically denied the allegations and said she will be filing her statement of defense in the coming weeks. She and Smith both also denied receiving any kickbacks from any private surgical contractors. The former CEO brought forward allegations verbally in summer 2024, which was roughly 8 months ago, said LaGrange, who claims she encouraged Mentzelopoulos to have a third-party review the procurement contracts and regularly asked for updates on the process. Asked why she did not bring the interference allegations to the Premier's attention before the Globe and Mail broke the story, LaGrange said, "Until there's proof there was not a need." A recent poll across multiple Great West media websites showed 64% of readers believe LaGrange should step aside while the allegations are being investigated. A further 15% believe she should resign entirely. Just 19% of respondents believe LaGrange should stay in her current role, and 2% of readers across the province were undecided.